All right, this year is being given Le'ila Nishmas, the Rosh Hashiva's father, Reb Zecharia, Ben Uri Zatzal, is the middle of Shiva, Ben Azmanim, we're having a Mishmah Ben Azmanim, unbelievable, you guys are heroes.
We got some cakes and stuff.
Now it's even better. All right, here we go. So the topic will be Avelis, which you know, it's in the Yama, but it's also this week's Parsha. So let's discuss. Let's make sure we know the storyline. This week's Parsha, two sons of Aharon HaKohen were killed. What were the names?
Nadav and Avihu.
Nadav and Avihu. Very interesting factoid. Nadav and Avihu, who were they named after?
Nadav and Avihu.
Who were Nadav and Avihu named after?
Uh-huh.
Very interesting. Aharon was married to Elisheva Bas Aminadav. So the first child, Nadav, was named after his mother's father, Aminadav.
Is that okay?
Aharon, the second son, was called Avihu. That was named after Aaron's father, Avihu, my father, his father. Anyway, so there's a Shaila. Are you supposed to name it after the mother's side first or the father's side first? Someone is saying, today goes to the mother, but the minhag used to be, it's brought down, the minhag used to be named after the father. And someone say that Aaron switched the minhag and named after his wife's side, and that's perhaps why these two children were not
surviving.
But anyway, it's very spooky stuff.
Because he switched
someone to say. Like, I don't know the source behind that, but it's very interesting. Okay, just by the way, just remember, Nadav and Avihu, fine, they were killed. Now, what's the storyline? It's the machlok is why they were killed. Some say because they were Meir Halacha in front of Meisher Beinu. Others say they came in the Beis Hamikdash when they were drunk. Others say it's because they brought, the Pesukim say they brought a foreign fire. They should not have brought this when they did. But different reason, they did some sort of an Avera on their Madrega, whatever it was, some sort of an Avera, and because of Avera, they were killed. Now, the Pesukim says that the fire came and consumed them. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, Bekroivai Ekadesh. Right? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Bekroivai Ekadesh. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem that Hashem will be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim through my holy people, but those that are close to me. Moshe said, I thought it was going to be me, I thought it was going to be you, Aaron. It turned out the Kiddush Hashem came about through Nadav and Avihu. We see that they were holy. What's happening over here is they were holy people, and the Kiddush Hashem came about through them. The question that Torah to me asked, what do you mean Kiddush Hashem? They did not Avera, and they were killed because they are Avera. What? When they were so holy, they were Krovai. Krovai means like they were the close ones to Hashem. What was it? Why was there a Kiddush Hashem over here? They did a Chet, and that's why they were killed. So the Torah explains, they did a Chet, but they didn't have to be killed right now. Right now, this was like the inaugurating Beis HaMikdash. This was like a Mishkan. This was like the day. Just because you're an Avera doesn't mean you have to get killed at that moment. The Torah explains, of course they were killed because of the chet. But the time and place was chosen now. Why? Because people, Klaizer, were going to think, now that we have the Beis HaMikdash, now that we have the Mishkan, we can do any Aveir we want, and we'll bring a carbon. No problem. We'll do this Aveir, bring a carbon, that Aveir, bring a carbon. So, B'Krei V'Akadesh, it was a Kiddush Hashem to say, even though you're Aaron's sons, and even though we have a Mishkan, and we have Karbanos, if you do an Aveir, you're going to get killed. And that was, it was the Kiddush Hashem was brought through them. Hashem could have done it other ways, but it's through them. So they were holy people. Hashem chose them to be the vehicle of this Kiddush Hashem. And that's what Moshe was telling Aaron, but cry back at days, Hashem told me, I'm going to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim through my holy ones, through the ones that are close to me. And that was your two children, Nadav and Avihu. That's the storyline. So their death brought about a Kiddush Hashem. I don't think died out Kiddush Hashem. They died because they're there, but through their death, Hashem brought Kiddush Hashem to the world.
Well, at that time, the only reason they died at that moment, so that actually
at that moment, yes.
Right.
So that's the storyline. Now we're gonna focus on the next two words: Vayidoyim Aharon. What does Vayidoyim Aharon mean?
Quiet.
Aharon is quiet, and Rashi brings Gemara in Zvachim that Aharon got schar for being quiet. Well, I want to focus on what was going on there. What does it mean he got schar? What was the big deal? First of all, what was the schar? What schar did he get for being quiet? What schar did he get? Rashi proves the schar. The next parsha, right? What I'm saying, the next parsha, Rashi says that the next parasha was said only to Aaron.
Yeah, that's
right. It spoke just to Aaron. Kibel scha u'mascha. You're right, sorry. Mascha kibel. Shetziachin imo hadibor shenemar levado parasha shesui yayin. The next parasha in Torah, talking about being drunk with the Mikdash, was said to Aaron. So that was a scha that Aaron got.
Exclusively to Aaron.
The pasuk says...
That wasn't because he needed to learn
a daf. By Dabra Hashem El Aharon Lamor, a special part by Dabra Hashem, that was a scar that he got. Others want to say, what was the scar?
Because he needed to learn the lesson?
Some would say that's a juxtaposition. That was their chet. Others want to say, any kainim over here, Moshe? Any kainim? How many letters are there in Berachas kainim? How many? 20. Letters.
20.
You're saying words. How many letters are there? How many letters do you say?
100.
52. 96.
96, 52.
Come on.
The answer is? With the bracha or just with the bracha?
The bracha.
637.
117. 613.
Oh.
Wow. What is the gematria of
Vayidoyim?
72.
Let's go with that.
What is the gematria of Vayidoyim?
Vayidoyim.
Get the calculators out.
76.
Vayidoyim.
70.
80. Okay, let's walk you through this. Vav is 6, Yud is 10. That's 16. Dalet is 4, that's 20. Mem is?
60.
Mem, that's 60, boys and girls, okay. You did. Yes, you did.
All right.
The gematria of Vayidoyim is 60. There are 60 letters in Berachas Kainim. So someone said that was a schar that he got. The schus of Vayidoyim Aharon, Aaron got the schus of Berachas Kainim. Others want to say that Aaron was zeichet to a misa neshika. A misa neshika means like a quiet death, a kiss, dying without pain. He just went down, laid in bed, closed his eyes, dead. Someone say because of his quietness over here, that's why he was zeichet to a misa neshika. Okay, so we have three shatim, either. Three parshas on the table, either that, like Rashi says, he got a whole parsha designated to him, exclusively to him, 60 letters in Berachas Kainim, or Misa Shika. Yes, Max, what's your other pshat?
Samadhi Surah Kabilu. Which
means what?
It means that what's the medication for suffering?
Right.
Is accepting.
So that's a scha that he got?
Yeah, because he accepted the pain, therefore even Mele was able to just go right and thank for that offering.
Maybe. I'm going to get to a point related to that. Okay, so we have over that Aaron was quiet, and because of that, he got schar. Here's the chakira. Is it good to be quiet, or is it bad to be quiet?
Depends.
Is it good to mourn, or is it bad to mourn?
Depends.
In our situation, it was
good. Why was it good? Why was it good? Is there a mission to mourn? Is there a mission to cry?
It comes to you wrong, but it's bad when it comes to you need to say something.
Is it normal? Is it normal to mourn?
Yeah.
Should you be normal? Is there a good thing to do? Is there a mitzvah to mourn?
Yeah, you mourn for a mitzvah when you need to.
Quiet.
You mourn when you need to, but you also don't mourn when it comes to things that's really
okay. So good. Over here, Aaron was quiet. Oh, yeah. So Moshe is now seemingly arguing the psukim. That maybe he mourned. You come in. Maybe he mourned. Maybe he didn't mourn.
I'm sure I'm backed up by it.
You sure you're backed up by what? So we'll see. So let's walk through. Like, were there any other deaths in the Torah? Like, this is Parsha Shmini, right? And this week's Parsha is like exactly the halfway point. It's had like halfway words. This is like the halfway point in the Torah, Be'erech. Were there any other deaths in the Torah? Was this the first death in the Torah?
No,
right? There were a lot of people who died in the Torah until now. Are we told of mourning or silence?
Not yet.
Yaakov Avinu didn't know
when. Great. Max is right. But when Yaakov Avinu thought that Yosef died, it says he tore his clothing. It was mourning. We see that there was, in that case, there was a
depending
thought. That there was a act of mourning. Is Yaakov punished for mourning for his son?
It's being quiet like admitting. So that's not.
Admitting to what? Is it right to mourn? We have Adam Arishon was the first person.
This is my point.
What was the first person? Who was the first person to die in the Torah?
When we get mourn Adam, no.
What?
Heva
was the first person to die in the Torah. Did Adam Arishon mourn for him?
I don't know. He's coming back.
We're working on that, baby. Morning. Now we're working on it. Where in the Torah? Let's go. So Adam HaRishon was the first person to have a relative die. The Torah doesn't tell us anything. There happens to be an Avester of Nassen.
I love this one.
An Avester of Nassen says that Adam HaRishon, Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnah Vav, an Avester of Nassen.
Is that Aaron mourned?
You ready? It says over here, Adam HaRishon Hayalo Ben Umeis V'kibul Alav Tanchumen. He was Mekabel Tanchumen, which means he accepted Tanchumen. He accepted to be consoled, which would imply that there was some level of Avelis and he accepted to be comforted. Okay? So again, the puzzle doesn't tell us. Who is the next person to die in the Torah? We have all the way through, like, how many people keep dying? Right, we have
a whole group of people.
We have you. We have Abraham mourned the loss of Sarah. He cried. Right,
Sarah,
he mourned. We have throughout that there are a lot of people dying, but we're really not told about mourning. The only time I think that's openly told is by Abraham for Sarah, Livkay saw. We have that Yitzchak when Yitzchak found out about Sarah, he married Rivka, and then he was consoled with the loss of Sarah. Yehuda lost two children, Er Va'inan. We weren't told about any mourning over there. So we have scenarios of losing children. We have but still a child is a child. We have scenarios of death. Very rarely is it spoken out, mourning, not mourning. So I'm putting out the hakir over here. Are you supposed to mourn or not supposed to mourn? If you're supposed to mourn, why was Aaron getting schar for being quiet? The buzz is about Yidoyim Aaron. He was quiet. He was shasak. And Raja, he got schar for that. I'm saying, let's go over here. If you're supposed to mourn, so Aaron should mourn, and he shouldn't get schar for not mourning. He should be punished. There's a mitzvah to mourn. He didn't mourn. He was quiet. And if you want to say, no mitzvah to mourn, you should all man be quiet. First of all, that's very hard because it's against nature. Second of all, so that means Yaakov did the wrong thing for mourning for Yosef. When he thought Yosef died, he was mourning. When Avram mourned for Sarah. So it's a little bit confusing. If you're supposed to mourn, so mourn. Why was Aaron quiet? If you're not supposed to mourn, how could that be? And why did Yaakov mourn? Why did Avram mourn for Sarah? What is going on over here? You got it? This is the Shaila we want to understand over here. During the week of Avelis, we have Avelis, right? The Shiva thing, Shiva's father, is he supposed to cry? Absolutely. He's supposed to mourn? Absolutely. Why not? Why not Vayidoim? We just tell the Shiva, shh, Vayidoim. We don't do that. So what's up? Is it a good thing? It's a bad thing. I'm sure everyone wants to do the right thing. So we should tell all the Avelim, Sha, no mourning, because Vayidoim Aaron, you should be quiet. What is going on? What's the right thing to do? Yes, Max.
I'm not really mad that I'm around the parsha. I understood the whole parsha completely different.
Well, yeah.
So I understood it to be that they were trying to do something good, and Hashem killed them for what they thought they were trying to do a good thing. So he was sad at the fact they didn't say anything back to Hashem. So how could he kill them if they did the right thing? And he was only quiet, not because he was quiet instead of getting mad at Hashem. Because he started trying to offer a carbon for doing something, the right thing. They weren't like going out and going to town and doing the wrong thing.
At the end of the day, they did Avera.
So why was he sad?
They didn't Avera. It's my hope what their Avera was. They were drunk.
Aaron could have fought for the right.
I understand what you're saying. At the end of the day, they died because of Avera.
I hear.
And now at the end of the day, his children were not here. And he's getting scared of being quiet. We're just trying to understand.
It's morning.
Vayidu means quiet. It means quiet.
Yeah.
What does quiet mean?
Two men does.
Okay.
It means that he admitted.
That's quiet. Vayidu does not mean admitting. It means quiet.
What do you mean? They say.
All right. So I'm gonna make you smart. Shragi wants to know. We're moving on to the next hakira. Okay. Besides the two men does quietness, we're trying to move on to the next hakira. Okay. I have been loosely saying that Aaron did not mourn. Shragi is pushing me. What does that mean? He didn't mourn. What does Vayidu mean? You ready to get smart? You ready to get smart? You ready? Here we go. Let's get smart over here. Zak the Rashbam. Who is the Rashbam?
Rashi's grandson.
So here, listen to this. The Rashbam says, I'm quoting Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel. Zak the Rashbam. Vayidaim Aaron.
Never heard of the Rashbam.
Vayidaim Aaron. Veloy Bacha. Velo His Abel. Got that? Lo bacha means he did not cry. Below his abel, he did not mourn. Vayidoim. What's vayidoim mean? Masha, your right side is out of the case. He wanted to cry and mourn, and he was quiet. He didn't cry and mourn. Got that, Shragi? He did not cry, he did not mourn. You got that? That's what the Rashbam says. Zat the Ramban. You ready?
It's so interesting. The Rashbam.
Grandson of the Rashbam. Yeah. Zak, so that was the Rashbam. Now you got it. Zak the Rashbam. Zak the Ramban. These words are the Ramban. Vayidem Aroin. Nobody knows this Ramban except for you and me. And anyone listening. And anyone saw the Ramban. Listen to the Ramban. Vayidem Aroin. Shahaya Baicha Bekol. He was crying loudly. The Oz Shasak. Then he was quiet. But what did Vayidem mean? He was quiet. Quiet from what? From what he was doing. Not from what he was supposed to be doing. We have a huge machlokes. Ramban Rashbam. Was Aaron quiet the whole time? No crying, no mourning? But Moshe ben Nachman. Was he quiet the whole time? No, I don't know. No crying, no mourning? That's how the Rashbam learns. The Ramban says no. He was crying, he was mourning, he was screaming. And then he was quiet. Wow. So again, one thing is for sure, he got schar for this. What this is a fight. And what we want to know is what's the right thing. Why was he getting schar? So according to the Rashbam, the right thing was for him not to cry at all. According to the Ramban, the right thing for him to do was cry and then stop. Short stop. Boom. But you done. Why did he stop? No, but Vayidoim means he stopped from crying. That's how the Ramban learns.
He touched as he mourned.
Vayidoim means quiet from mourning. According to the Rashbam was he was always quiet from mourning. According to the Ramban was he was mourning and then he became quiet from mourning. Alright, so what's going on over here? I'm going to tell you some big stuff. Here we go. What is the source of Avelus? It happens to be this week's Parsha. The Rambam, Hilchas Avel. Where will you find Hilchas Avel in the Rambam?
Don't ask me, as you know.
Where will you find?
Avoda.
The Rambam Hilchas Avel.
Avoda.
Where will you find the Rambam Hilchas Avel? In?
Shaiften.
In Shaiften. The Rambam has Hilchas Avel. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Zot the Rambam, Mitzvah Asay Lihis Abel Al Kravim. The Mitzvah Asay to mourn. So what's going on with the Aaron is not doing mitzvah say. Mitzvah say this Abel Akraim Shenema Bechad Chatz Yom Heitiv. This week's parsha is the source for a mitzvah say of Avelus. Now that's only one day. The 7 days the Rambam explains is a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu.
From
Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lehem Yisrael Shuvu Yemei Avelus. But understand Midbar Raisa.
Yeah,
Avelus and Noach also. Midaraisa, okay, I'm telling you a Rambam now. Midaraisa, one day of Avelus, and it's sourced from this week's Parsha. That's a fact. 7 days, it's a Kana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. Fact number two. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Vav Bu, right, says like this. Kama chamura mitzvahs avil. How chamur is avilus? Hare koyein nidchalay tuma b'nei kareva. Is a koyein maisha? Is a koyein allowed to become tame?
No.
But for the kareivim he can. Zat the Rambam. You see from there how chamur avilus is. Even though a koyein should not become tame, but for his relatives he is allowed to become tame. You see how chamur it is. Quick question. Kohen Gadol. Is he allowed to become Tommy for his craving? No. A Kohen, yeah, maybe something else. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become. So, the Rambam saying that a Kohen, that Avelus is so chamor that a Kohen becomes Tommy for the other, but the other Kohen Gadol not. Zadim Chaschenach, Kohen Gadol does not have Avelus. Ooh. The Rambam saying that a Kohen has avails, and so chamor, and it's so chamor, and it's so chamor, he's becoming tamei for his relatives. A kohen gadol, zat mechaschena, take a look. In reish, samach, dalet, chav tes, and mechaschena, in reish, samach, dalet, ois chav tes, says the kohen gadol has no avails. What's the lumdis? I'm going to tell you lumdis that I heard, that I saw from my Rebbe in the name of his Rebbe. Rav Shurkin brings it in his Sefer Hari Kedem from Rav. Rav Yasha Vera Salavetik, the Rebbe of Harav Zecharia Santa Zatzal, says the Shtickle Torah, Geshmak. What's the pshat? The Gemara Mai Katan, Daf Yudal Amabe, says that the whole year is a regel for the Kohen Gadol. We have Yom Tov and Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, a Kohen Gadol, 354 days of regel. The whole year is a regel for the Kohen Gadol. What's a lumdis in that? What?
A foot.
Not a foot. A holiday. What's a lumdis in that, funny guy? What's the lumdis? That then. So he says the pshat is, because where is their simcha?
In a regel.
Where is their simcha? In a Beis HaMikdash. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Simchas Liba. The Gemara in Tainus Chavav says Yom Simchas Liba. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the Yom Simcha, Yom Chasu Nasai. Why? Because you're Lefnei Hashem. Because there's a mitzvah, the Gimel Regalim. On the regal, we go Lefnei Hashem. We are B'Simcha. Where is the Kohen Gadol the whole year? In the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol, they have shifts. The Kohen is a shift. Kohen Gadol every day. There's no shift for him. He's there every day. So Kohen Gadol, the whole year round is Lifnei Hashem.
1 week.
And therefore, the whole year round for Kohen Gadol is a regal.
Okay, so
is there avelis on a regal?
No.
Zakti Meiri and Taisa Rosh in my Kati Yudam Beis. Because of this Gemara, there is no Avelis for Kohen Gadol. Because it's Regal. Because in the Beis HaMikdash. We have a Moiridik Pshat. That's a Pshat in
the Rashbam.
The Rashbam says that Aaron didn't cry, didn't mourn. The Pshat is because he was a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol cannot, does not mourn. And that could be the pshat and the schar.
There's no
way. This is it. They were in the Mishkan. This was the Makom Hashras Ashchina. The Eivish is right here. This is the Makom. This is the Makom, my friend. Zak Mardik. It could be that Adam Arishon and Yehuda and Aram, all of them mourned. They did mourn. And there's a mitzvah to mourn. And there's a mitzvah on every person in Klal Yisrael to mourn. And it would have been very natural for Aharon HaKohen to mourn. Vayidoyim Aharon, and he didn't. And that's why he got schar. According to the Rashbam, he didn't mourn at all. Even though it was against nature, even though it was very difficult for him. He's a Kohen Gadol. It's a regal. He's looking at Hashem. There's no mourning. There'll be a Mardik Shah in the Rashbam. No mourning. Okay, you got that? What you got, sir?
A regular coin, if they have a relative that dies the day they start serving the Mason Leaders, then they also shouldn't mourn.
It's a good Shaila. They don't have to be there, so they'll leave. But it's a good Shaila.
On actual regalim, for normal people, they don't
there's no avelis. There's no avelis.
There's a difference between avelis and being tamei.
Correct, except they're all connected. The Rambam says the choimer of avelis is you become tamei. Kohen Gadol doesn't have any of that. There's no avelis and nothing. Okay, this is mahalach number one. This would be pshat for the Rashbam. There's a slight little problem with this one, that there happens to be a Rambam. Perek Zion. Halacha Vav. Zu. Go get him, Max. Zu. Halacha Vav. Perek Zion. Kohen Gadol Chayav B'chol Divrei Avelus.
Oh,
that was cute, right? The Rambam says, not Rambam, the Rambam says,
the Rambam
says, the Kohen Gadol is chayav in all avelus. David Bracha asks, that's against everything we just said tonight. Zot David Bracha, Well, I mean, we kind of proved the Meiri, the Zeraj, my kind. Zat the Meiri, sorry, Zat the Mekbracha, the Ram is only Dindra Banan. Really, Midra Raisa, there's absolutely no Avela, like we just said. But Midra Banan, you are Chayef. That's a Mahalach. We're going to go a different Mahalach. We're going to go. The Tai Zeraj and the Meiri hold is no Avela by Khan Gadol. The Rambam will argue. And perhaps that's the Ramban. And we'll say, no, even a Khan Gadol has a mitzvah of Avelus. Okay.
You just use the Rambam to explain the...
We're just building perhaps different ideas, but it doesn't have to be the Rambam. The Rashbam will learn really basic Gemara Moin Khan. The Rashbam will learn that it's a regal, like the Tais Rash and the Miri. There is no Avelis at all for Kohen Gadol, and that's why the Rashbam will learn. He didn't cry, and that's the sky was hard for him. He did it anyway. Now we're going to go in the Ramban. The Ramban says that he did cry. What are we going to say that he is chayav in avelus? Very good shmack with the Rambam. The Ram Taka does say Kohen Gadol is chayav in avelus. There's dukim like that for Gemara Sanhedrin that a Kohen Gadol is chayav in avelus. And this concept of the regal is not enough. Even though it's a whole year is like a regal, it's not enough. It's not really a regal. It's kei regal. Fine. So now, go back to the question. So he was crying.
Something like Rabbanan.
And he stopped. What?
According to the Ramban,
he was only like the Rabbanan.
So that's
what we're talking about. Rabbanan said that. No. I said the Imigrach wants to learn that the Ram holds midrabbanan. I have no
evidence
that
Raisa
only midrabbanan.
Midrabbanan coined
the
Rabbanan.
Right.
But saying, according to that, they're saying that
the Ram
cried and then was quiet.
But no, because this is Raisa. We don't want that. Okay, so listen up.
Why did he cry then?
Right, so here we go. So we're going to go. The Ramban will learn not like the Imigrach. The Ramban will learn that there is Avelis D'Oraisa for a Kohen Gadol. And the fact that it's a regular base of Medesh is not enough to potter him from Avelis. What was going on over here? His sons died, he cried. Because of the mitzvah of Avelis. But there's another mitzvah. Within Avelis, what's the other mitzvah? To be Mekabel Tanchumen. What are Tanchumen? Be Menachem. To be consoled. To be consoled. Here's what happened. The Avos Derev Nasan, Perek Yedalid, Vav, says, listen to this. Aaron, Hailo, Shnei, Banim, Gedolim, Umeisu, Shnei, B'yamechad, V'kibel, Alehem, Tanchumen, Shenemar, Vayidoim, Aharoin, Ein Shtika, Ela, Tanchumen. Whoa. This Avos Derev Nasan is the Ramban. Here's what's happening. Avada, there's a mitzvah for a Kohen Gadol to mourn. Not like Tais Rosh Hamiri. That's what the Rambam and the Ramban will hold. That was their nothing. Of course, Kohen Gadol mourns. Me. Kohen Gadol mourned. Mourn, and he did. When he heard that his sons were killed, he started crying b'kol. But then, he was given tanchumen. What are tanchumen? Being consoled. What were the tanchumen? Zat Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came in, was the first person to be Menachem Avel. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? He said like this, Vayayimei Moshe, as the Pasuk Bey says, they die. Right away, Aaron's crying. Pasuk Gimel, Vayayimei Moshe El Aaron, Hu asher dibe Hashem lemar b'kroivai ekadesh. What did Moshe tell Aaron? Your sons were holy. Hashem told me he was going to do a Kiddush Hashem through his holy ones, through his beloveds. Your children were the ones. B'kroivai ekadesh. That was Moshe Rabbeinu saying to Aaron. Zak there, Mardik. He was crying, he was mourning, he was upset. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't just say, Hamakim inachem, inachem, so left. What did he say? He said, Aaron, do you realize who your sons were? Do you realize what happened? Hashem wanted to make a kid of Hashem through his beloved. Your kids were the ones. Right away, what did Aaron do? Vayidoim. He stopped cold. Tanchumen. So was he misabel? Of course. But right away he accepted the consolation from Moshe Rabbeinu. For that he got the sky. You got it? Two completely different Mahalchim. According to the Ramban, he cried, he mourned. Moshe Rabbeinu consoled him. He accepted it right away. He got schar for the acceptance of the consolation, of the tanchumen. According to Rashbam, he never mourned at all because he was a Kohen Gadol. So we have two pshatim. Unbelievable, two pshatim. over here in Vayidaim Aharon. This should be his chas, the Nishmas, the Shiva's father, Rav Zecharia ben Uri. Have a good night. Bye. Yeah.